Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. We end the week with answers to three big questions. What is the early earnings report card in quarter four? How quickly can India benefit from Apple's decision to shift supply chains from China? And what is the likely market impact of the Pahalgam terror attack with the prospect of Indian military retaliation on Pakistan? First on earnings. The first cut on January-March quarter earnings indicate that companies are under pressure in the wake of tepid revenue growth and rising cost pressures. An analysis of earnings of 111 companies, that is excluding energy and BFSI companies by Ravindra Sonawane, showed that operating profit grew 6% year-on-year, which is the slowest in 5 quarters. The growth in net profit was 6%, less than half the 14% growth recorded in the preceding year. Next, we come to Apple. While the iPhone maker is at the forefront of companies relocating production from China to India and wants to do so by the end of next year, there is a hitch. Danish Khan reports that China is placing obstacles, blocking export of critical iPhone manufacturing equipment in Apple's plan to relocate its entire US-bound iPhone production to India. In 2024, India accounted for 18 to 20% of global iPhone production. And lastly, on the Pahalgam effect. At a time when Pakistani markets have crashed on the prospects of an Indian military response to terror, the Indian markets have so far been measured. You can read N. Mahalakshmi's piece for perspective on the Pahalgam effect on markets, where it may be time now for consolidation. N. Mahalakshmi also spoke to Prashant Khemka, the founder of Phyto Capital, for his take on this. Check out his 7 takeaways on moneycontrol.com. One measure of how institutional investors have responded to the shadow of Pahalgam is that foreign institutional investors continued their buying streak for the 8th straight session on April 25th, buying net shares worth ₹2,952 crore. Ravindra Sonawane reports that domestic institutional investors also bought net shares worth ₹3,540 crore on Friday, April 25. Yes Bank's MD and CEO Prashant Kumar spoke exclusively to Hamsini Karthik on how the bank has charted a recovery path. In the 5 years since it was placed under a moratorium, by growing its loan book through lower yielding secured loan products. Over 30% of Google's code is now generated from AI, up from 25% in October, reports Vikas SN. India's top 5 information technology services firms, which is TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech, Wipro and Tech Mahindra, have reported low single-digit revenue growth for financial year 25, which is the second consecutive year of weak growth, writes Rishabh Shaw for MC Pro. The most serious problem is the absence of any visible sign of a pickup in tech spending, which plateaued after the pandemic. But it's not all gloom. 4 of these top 5 IT companies added staff in financial year 25, cumulatively adding 12,718 employees. For more context, in financial year 24, these companies trimmed headcount by almost 70,000. And finally, film producer Siddharth Roy Kapoor spoke to Maryam Farooqi on why a filmmaker should embrace AI. Siddharth says it is already being extensively used in areas such as research, pre-production and script analysis. And his advice is, don't fight AI, just embrace it. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.